Crows take on the West Coast this Sunday at the Adelaide Oval, and one man who will be running around out in the middle of that deck is Riley Knight, and he joins us now. Knight, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Vic. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Firstly, congratulations, mate. You've extended your contract just recently, so you must be happy with the environment down there.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously very exciting to sign on for another couple of years with the club, and yeah, it's very exciting times at the club as well. We can sense there's success just around the corner, so yeah, very thankful to be a part of that in the coming years.
So what did you do to celebrate? You go out for dinner, you have a glass of champagne, Knight, you buy a new car, did you hire a helicopter back to Clare?
Oh, they're all great ideas, but I actually got my sister to do a load of washing for me.
Priorities, mate.
Oh, yeah, hey, did you have to pay her?
Nah, she did offer her own back for once, which is nice. So a little bit of a little gift for me, it was good.
And how are you enjoying yourself? I'm not sure if we've spoken to you since you made your debut 7 rounds ago. Is it obviously it's hard work, but you must be just pinching yourself at the moment.
Yeah, it's still awesome to be up playing up in the big league, and I didn't even expect to play up there this year at all after the pre-season that I had. So to be able to come in and obviously hold my spot over the last couple of weeks has been really good. And, it's just awesome to be, playing up there and playing your dream that you've had from such a young age. So, yeah, definitely loving it, that's for sure.
What's been the biggest thing that sort of surprised you? Is it the speed? Is it the physicality? What is the one thing jumping from the SNFL into AFL that just whacks you?
Definitely the speed does increase, but also the intensity. I mean, the hits that you get at AFL take it out of you a lot more, and your body starts to feel it, obviously, in later parts of the game. But, everyone talks about how quick AFL is, and that's probably the biggest change from going from sample footy to AFL is just, the ball's there 1 minute, and then, in a flash it's gone, it's down the other end. So that's definitely one of the biggest changes I've had to sort of adapt to, but, like I said, loving it.
7 consecutive games is brilliant for a young fella to come in and hold your ground for that long. And we think, well, Bix is definitely one, that the longer you're in there, the better you've been going, which is great as well. Who's helped you the most? Who's been a mentor down there, or who's helped you the most out there, Knighter?
All the forward line boys, actually. All the senior boys in the forward line have been really good. When you come in, they're all really good, and they give you great direction in terms of structures and just keep reinforcing positive messages. But coaches such as David Teague and Tate Kayser have just been phenomenal, and obviously Tate was there in my first year, and he's sort of done a lot with me, getting me ready for going up and playing at the top level. And obviously David Teague this year, I've had a lot to do with him. They've just given all their time and effort, and I couldn't thank them enough, and they've really helped me. But like I said, everyone at the club has just been really good and developing the young boys, and I think it shows with the quality of the people that have come in, like Jake Lever, Charlie Cameron's development so far this year, Matty Crouch playing great footy, and obviously Rory Atkins coming in as well, and Jake Kelly have just been great.
You mentioned one there, Rory Atkins. You love your goal assists. He got the goal of the year. If he does get it, he needs to sling you because you handballed it to him, didn't he? And just on that, Knighter, did he really say, get around me, when he kicked it?
Yeah, that's what he winked at the camera, I think. He definitely called for all the boys to come in and get around him. And,
that's brilliant.
It was a pretty special goal, actually. Kicked it out of really nothing. So, it was a great goal. And, he's, like I said, he's playing some great footy since he's come in. And, he's holding his own very well.
Well, a bit of a look into the future was Matt Crouch to Riley Knight to Rory Atkins, so three young players. How much an advantage, Riley, has it been, I guess, plying your trade in the SNFL and being able to take those same structures and move it straight up into the AFL rather than, I guess, playing for an Eagles or an SNFL club who might have different structures?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier. I mean, to be able to play our brand of footy in the SANFL and teach players the way we want to play when we go up top is something that's really helped the younger boys out when they first come to the club. And like I said, the quality of players since they've come in this year in terms of the younger players have been really good. And the speed increases, and it's just a matter of applying the same structures and the same game style up top just a little bit quicker. So to be able to do that is excellent, and it's showing with the results that we're getting this year in footy, so it's been awesome.
Interestingly, you were playing the big game this weekend, which is against the West Coast Eagles, and it's the side you made your debut against, and it's clearly much different circumstances. That was a very difficult game to make your debut. This time round, it just is such a big game for the club. You must be looking forward to playing in front of a sellout crowd.
Yeah, definitely. The support from the supporters have been unreal all year, and obviously that first game we played against West Coast, it was great for the support, not only from our club, but from all the clubs around the league. But yeah, like you said, it's definitely a big game for the club this week, and we're really looking forward to hopefully taking another scalp this week. And, you know, if we win this game, it'll be huge for our finals campaign coming up, and give the boys a lot of confidence heading into you know, the real pointy end of the season.
How do you beat West Coast? What are the few things you need to do well as a team?
I think obviously slowing them down. West Coast play a very fast game of football, and you know, we pride ourselves on our press and slowing teams down. So you know, applying that pressure and you know, that fanatic pressure that everyone talks about, and restricting their ball movement to the slower style of game will definitely help us and allow us to get our defensive structure set up, and then obviously rebound from there. So, yeah, that'll be the main point, obviously, coming into this weekend to get the win.
And Nick Nack, last time, took a paddywhack to Saucy Jacobs, didn't he? I know he's going to bounce back, but winning the midfield, winning stoppage, getting it going your way, stating the obvious, would be the king as well, Nider.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a battle of the midfield this weekend, and it's going to come down to which midfield's willing to work the hardest. And, you know, you boys would know that a game is won or lost in the midfield, and we definitely have a very powerful midfield, and I believe that we have the power in there to get the game on our terms and eventually win the game. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how that contest unfolds. It's going to be an awesome one.
Big challenge for the young defence as well. You mentioned a few names before, Jake Lever and the like. They come up against, I guess, the most potent, not quite in terms of score, they're the second most prolific team in the competition, but they've got six guys in their team who have kicked 20 goals or more, which is the only side in the competition to have that. So a massive test, but I guess you'll be looking to help them out with the pressure you can put on the midfielders entering into their forward line.
That's it. Definitely the pressure coming from up the ground to obviously not allow them clean ball movement into that forward 50 area will definitely help the defenders out. But like you said, it's going to be another challenge for them, and you know, they're definitely up for it. And you know, they've displayed such maturity throughout the year in terms of playing on bigger names when they've had to step up. And yeah, I've got no doubt they'll be able to do the same again this weekend against West Coast.
So. Brownie, okay, got through Nider and Dougsy Douglas with his little appendicitis.
Yeah, Brownie's all good. He trained today and got through no worries at all. So I'd expect him to line up. And, yeah, I think Dougie just wanted a little bit more time with his missus, so he just pulled the old appendicitis. Good call. So, he's recovering really well, which is good.
There's a young fella just firing a shot across the bow to one of the older blokes.
That's a big call, Nighty. You know, Dougsy's my boy. That's going to get back to him.
he's definitely settled down. Old Dougie, so
he's in love. No question about that.
Hey, yeah, we've been talking today about the MVP, and all the players are asked to fill out a form and state their three most valuable players. We read on the internet today that Adelaide went with Dangerfield, Betts, and Laird. Just interested, did you have a vote, or I'm sure you would have? And who were your three that you nominated?
Yeah, so all the players obviously vote for their most valuable player in the side, and I voted for Roy Laird, Betts and Dangerfield. So, yeah, it was a pretty good correlation there with the club, and they are very integral parts of our side, and, you know, in their specific areas as well. So I'd expect them to go very deep in the voting system coming up. So hopefully they'll be able to pull away a few victories, which would be nice.
Do you think anyone in the amongst the group voted for themselves? Who would be most likely to do that?
Oh, probably Brody Smith would probably want to put Smithers. A few votes down for himself. But
two shots across the bow. Now, Nida, it's confidential. You didn't have to answer that because those votes are confidential.
Well, no, I didn't have to, but it wouldn't hurt, though, if he just put his votes out.
Okay,
and as
while we're at it, Liberal or Labor?
No. Don't answer that, right?
Catholic or Protestant?
He's being silly. Look, it is a massive game, mate. It's it'll be finals-like atmosphere. So for a young player, it'll be like a diamond for you in experience terms.
Good work,
Nighter. We hope you do really well. And for the sake of the Crows in their finals campaign, we hope you get the chocolates.
Beautiful. Thanks for that, boys. Appreciate it.
What a great lad. From Clare, country lad, Wolver West Torrens. He has been superb.
St. Peter's College.
Signed a two-year deal. Just terrific. They're starting to get them all in there, locking away that forward line. Fantastic lad, Riley Knight. We'll do